This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. COVID-19 keeps getting worse in Colorado. Hospitalizations have reached 1,526, the highest since last December. Scott Bookman, who helps lead Colorado's pandemic response, says only 75 ICU beds are available in the entire state.
We are still seeing the lowest number of beds available in the state of Colorado than we have seen at any previous point in the pandemic.
Bookman says Colorado is not ready to enact crisis standards of care, a rationing of care, or limiting scheduled elective surgeries, but that those options are often discussed with hospitals. Investigators say a power line outside Estes Park likely sparked the Kruger Rock Fire. CPR Sam Brash reports.
The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says the fire likely started after high winds pushed a tree onto a distribution line Tuesday night. Town spokesperson Kate Rush says that line belongs to Estes Park Power and Communications, the municipally owned electricity provider. The fire grew quickly at first, but has slowed. No injuries have been reported, but a pilot in a small air tanker who was helping firefighters died in a crash. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The investigation into a security breach of election equipment in Mesa County is ramping up. The FBI searched four locations connected with the case. The searches come on the same day that Colorado's Independent Ethics Commission said it will investigate allegations that Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has accepted gifts above the limit for elected officials. This is CPR News.